Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, a crash just off to Samrand on the N1 northbound. It is very, very slow from the Buccleuch interchange. If you're on the highway just off to New Road, send us a WhatsApp. We'll bring you a coffee quickly.
The ANC and its alliance partners have announced plans for mass action against the Prudential Authority's plan to liquidate the Itala Bank in KwaZulu-Natal. So the authority says the entity is legally and technically insolvent, putting depositors' money at risk. But the National Treasury says that depositors' funds are protected by a government guarantee. Meanwhile, the DA is defending the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Dean McPherson. The EFF accuses him of colluding with the DA to misuse state institutions for what it says is the benefit of white monopoly capital. Moving abroad, Total Energies says its giant gas project in Mozambique, suspended since 2021 after a jihadist attack, would resume only when peace and security return to the Cabo Delgado region. The French company responded to a Financial Times report saying it had again delayed a restart at the site over security and political risks. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 5.
Time now for the sport with Joe Mann, and it's brought to you by Superbets. Winning isn't just for your team. Win for yourself at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
We start off with live action. This time it's coming from Eden Gardens in Calcutta, where India are up against England, and India won the toss and chose to field first. Not going too badly for the home side. They've got England 83 for 4 after 11.4 overs. Only captain Jos Buttler are making runs that are noteworthy. He's got 50 of just 34 deliveries, and some of the bowling has been good from Varun Chakravarti as well as Akshar Patel. Chakravarti getting away with 2 wickets there, as well as Ashdeep Singh. South Africa's under-19 women thrashed their African counterparts Nigeria in a rain-affected T20 World Cup encounter at the Borneo Cricket Ground in Malaysia earlier today. South Africa won by 41 runs by the DLS method to finish at the top of Group C and qualify for the Super 6 stage of the tournament. Lewis Hamilton drove a Formula One car for the first time earlier today after the 7-time world champion took to the track at his team's test circuit in front of delighted fans. And in tennis news, defending champion Jannik Sinner raced towards an Australian Open semi-final earlier in imperious fashion after Iga Swiatek was equally ruthless to close in on her first Melbourne crown. Italian world number one Sinner swept aside and outclassed Alex de Minaur in straight sets 6-3, 6-2 and 6-1 to silence the Rod Laver Arena. And 5-time Grand Slam champion Swiatek edged closer to her first Australian Open crown. She won 6-1 and 6-2 against Emma Navarro from America. And Bafana Bafana and Banyana Kids supplier Lecoq have filed for bankruptcy, but it will not affect the sponsorship of the national football team. According to reports, the French apparel company has been placed on a 6-month financial observation period in Paris, but the South African division and its operations will remain unchanged. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Win up to 30 million rand by betting big on all the sporting action at Superbets. Whether it's football, rugby, cricket, tennis or F1, you can get in on the biggest upcoming games. Bet, spin, play and win big with Superbets. You can sign up now at superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No persons under the age of 18 is permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. The National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling Line 0800 006 008.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Meet the new Samsung Galaxy S25 series, the go-to phone for a go-to person. Need to find a pet-friendly Italian restaurant with outdoor seating and add it to your calendar? Just ask your true AI companion. With one voice command, it will be done. Pre-order the new Galaxy S25 series and add on a Galaxy Watch 7 from 49 Rand per month. Trade in and get up to 10,000 Rand back. Limited offer, valid until 13 Feb 2025. Galaxy AI, your true AI companion. T's and C's apply.